matter what she's saying.
Tell me about it.
About it, life, and I really, this is my belief. People don't know their lanes. And then when somebody knows their lane, they get upset at that person for saying, this is my lane.
Is when her words as an influential person are going to then start creating a culture, an expectation.
We're not saying, guys, the problem is men.
Why? Yes, it is.
I really believe that a lot of these toxic things, rape culture, if we're saying girls mustn't talk about the blessings they get, it's the same as saying, what did the girl wear to get her raped? But guys, also don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and do all the things that get people to watch this podcast, engage with us. Remember, yes, we are marketers and we've been in the industry, but you guys are also human beings who experience the world. So don't be afraid to comment. Tell us what you think, what you're learning. Really, this is an open community and no one's going to laugh at you for sharing something. Don't feel stupid for sharing. The whole point is that learning is supposed to be inclusive and there's no right or wrong answer here. There's only right or wrong behavior. Don't be mean. Don't be snarks to people. Don't be a bully. But you are definitely welcome to say that you disagree or agree or whatever. It really doesn't matter. We want you to participate with us and be part of this community. Let's talk. Let's have the bravery and the courage to talk, because that's what we stand for here on the Label Lion Show. So today,
yes,
we wanted to talk about something. I was on TikTok. I'm always on TikTok. Listen, those are the streets you'll find me on, okay? You won't find me in Sandton or anywhere. You're going to find me on TikTok, the TikTok streets. So I was on TikTok. And I came across Mahu.
That's how you say Mahu. Yes.
Gorgeous. I think she's so gorgeous. She's gorgeous. And she's so lovable. Like, I just want to hug her.
She is likable, yeah.
I like her quite a bit. And people are so shocked. It's like, I don't know why. But anyway, so I saw that Mahu was trending because she was on Altido's podcast. Shout out to that conversation. I actually watched it and I enjoyed it quite a bit. And she was speaking about her dating life, some of her personal life, and a little bit about her career. And one of the things that stuck out is that she was saying that for her, a 500K allowance is not a big deal.
Guys.
She's saying, for who I am,
guys,
I can make that money so easily. So a 500K allowance is not a big deal for me. So I, as Label Lion, who likes to comment, I went onto TikTok and I made a video. And I said, but why are people mad?
Oh my God, okay.
I did.
I didn't see this video. Okay, interesting.
I said, why are people mad at what she's saying?
Tell me about it.
Life, and I really, this is my belief. People don't know their lanes. And then when somebody knows their lane, they get upset at that person for saying, this is my lane. If your lane is, I pay for my man, good for you. If your lane is, my man buys me ice cream, that's your name. Good for you. But don't be mad when somebody else says, my man gives me 500K a month. Because in her world, that is her reality. And honestly, as somebody who's been in so many circles, I've seen so much. I've seen extremely wealthy people. I've seen extremely poor people. Guys, 500K is not a lot of money. I'm going to say that.
I'm saying that truthfully.
And I'm sure there are people sitting at home who don't have that money and they're thinking, oh my God, this lady is just so horrible. How can she say that? But for you, it's a lot of money. For somebody else,
for someone else,
it's not a lot of money.
Yeah.
Honestly. And for some men, they're like, because it's not a lot of money, I can get this to my person. It's not a big deal. I mean, and I'll say my own personal dating experiences. I will never, and not because of pop culture, it's just not my reality to be with men who can't afford to say, let's just hop on a plane and go. Or let's do this. To me, those things are basic. Not because in Dota must, but that's because in my experience and how the world accepts be it, how the world
in the world
me,
you live in.
In the world I live in, those things are normal. It's like, you don't even talk about it. It's not a my man, my, that's what, duh, that's just, what a man does.
That's what we all do.
Duh, you know, it's a duh. It's not even a flex.
Yeah.
But for somebody else, that might be a flex if it's not what you know.
Yes.
I know some girls get excited when a man takes them for dinner. I'm like, what? Takes you for dinner. It's nice.
Yeah.
But for me, that's like, okay, it's like a phone call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, okay.
Are you taking me signature? Okay. Yeah. The Saxon. Okay. What? It's all the same to me.
Yeah.
Those places are where I go on a regular basis. Okay, yeah. When I'm hungry, I go, oh, where do I want to go?
Yes.
Signature. Okay. The Saxon.
Yeah.
I just go.
Yeah.
That it's, I don't even, it's my spurs. I'm saying?
I think there's definitely truth to what you're saying. Mm. And I thought about this some time ago to say, as in there are worlds, different worlds here. On this one earth.
Thank you.
We are living in different worlds, mm-hmm. all of us. There's a world that I completely don't know about. And I was thinking about the crime world, you know, because people were telling some stories. I was like, guys, Nishukuti, what?
These things happen.
These stories were like, and I said to myself, yes, there are worlds that you completely don't know about. There is, so definitely there's truth to what you're saying, Nguti. I can't impose my reality and my standards
on
someone else.
Thank you.
Right. Where I have a problem with Mahu's ish.
Yeah.
is when her words as an influential person are going to then start creating a culture and expectation where all women now are saying, Mina, I want ngifuna indoda must, if she can get 500K, why can't I? Why, blah, blah, blah. And without realizing.
Teach them why they can't. Yeah. I'm not even joking. Yeah. Can I tell you? Life is so weird because life will tell you what you deserve.
Oh, my goodness.
All the time.
Oh, my goodness.
I know so many, a lot of wealthy people.
Sure.
They invite me to things.
Yeah.
You know, I will go to like a super fancy restaurant in a tracksuit. Like, I'll be sitting at home, I'll be wearing my black tracksuit because that's what I have.
Yeah.
Black tracksuit, maybe I haven't even ironed the t-shirt, but I'm sitting at home and I'm on my laptop and this person will call me and say, hey, dude, it's 7 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I need someone to join me for dinner. Have you eaten? Oh, I haven't eaten.
Yeah.
Come through. And I'll go.
Sure.
I don't put on makeup. I don't even try to hide a pimple. Mm. I go just like as I am. Maybe I'll wear clothes shoes.
Yes.
Like, honestly, I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I go.
Yeah.
And when I go to those places, there's so many girls who look at me when I'm there. They're like, she's sitting with this guy. Look at how she's not even trying. How does she belong here?
Yes.
But you're dressed up, honey.
Yes.
You're wearing your makeup.
Mm-hmm.
You put in an effort.
Yeah.
And you're not here at this table with this person. So life will tell you what you deserve. Mm. And when you deserve the thing, you don't have to try hard to get it.
Sure.
You don't. I think the thing about these conversations with Mahu and Bo Kanyiba, all of them, right? Whenever I hear people say, but what about the young person watching? I hear that.
Mm.
However, that is the nature of exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So there are kids sitting in rural areas who've never been exposed to a lot of things or townships. And then they hear these people speaking and they go, oh my God, this world exists.
Sure.
So it's twofold. Yes, there will be some people who are exposed who will want things that will never come to them. But then there's some who are going to experience these lives. And hearing these women speak like this empowers them. When they get to those spaces that are going to come to them, they know how to navigate now because they know, oh, Mahu did it like this.
Yeah.
I can also... Because those spaces are also quite dangerous. Like, people might think that these money things are very nice. But spaces with money have entitled people who don't treat women very well a lot of the time. If you're not informed... That's why these girls get beat up and abused a lot of the time because a lot of these men are not very nice people. So once you have Abu Mahu speaking openly and it's not a conversation that's judged, I think what will happen is the rest are going to come out and speak more openly and truthfully about what else happens.
Yeah.
Other than just the allowances, what else is going on there?
Yes.
Right? But if we're going to shame the nice things, we're never going to hear the other stuff.
True.
And the girls who are going to be part of that culture because it's going to come to them are going to be at a disadvantage and they're going to suffer in silence. Yeah.
So the problem is when people see the exposure without the context that you've just given, right?
Yes.
To say, sometimes you must just know you're not made for a certain world.
That's okay.
Because there are certain things you got to do and be.
To be there. It's about being.
Yeah, it's about being.
It's not even about doing.
Yeah, and someone who is
yeah.
can we'll see who's not. can see if you're just covered up.
Somebody who is not even seeing you.
Oh,
I'm not even lying. And I'm not even saying this to be arrogant. Because sometimes I chuckle. I laugh. I'm like, how am I here? Because I'm not even trying. And I look at him like, no, but are there other people who really want to be here? And
how am I here?
With my flip-flops? You know, my geppies.
Yes, on this table.
At this table. Why am I here again? There are lots of pretty girls out there. I know I'm not the one. Yeah. Like, I can't tell you why I'm there. It's not even an arrogance thing, but I'm there. And it's easy for me to be there. Sure. The doors are open for me there. Do you get what I'm saying? Similarly enough, there are certain other spaces where I'm just not, it's not going to work. I can try to go to the hood and relate with people. They won't accept me. And I'm not saying people from the hood are not friendly. They are. Every time I go, I get welcomed so nicely. Like, I feel at home.
Right.
But I don't fit in. You get me? Like, it's very clear, Khurai, this one is a guest. And where you fit in, you're not a guest. You're part of it. And you can just exist effortlessly.
So what I don't like about those situations is when people judge you for not being like them.
Yes.
And Sengathi, being an African girl or a woman is this formula.
Yeah.
And your English must come with this accent. Mm. And, you know, now you must be afraid of the star you are.
Yes.
And shrink now. Yes. And which you know, which I don't like. I think the other thing that bothered me about when these statements, Tabo Mahu, when they're said, and then there's no context going. We don't know where to draw the line of materialism in relationships. Where is materialism? There's levels. We understand there's wealth, but where is and what is then materialism? Because that can't be a good foundation for any relationship. I'm bothered by the situation where I see young girls, very young girls in varsity, and they're gonna tell their boyfriend who's also in varsity, you gotta take care of me. You know, this is what a man, because they're looking at their bigger sisters, Abokan, you know, Noma, who I'm wondering to myself, where is the line of materialism, you know, in the...
Let me throw another question back at you on the same wavelength of what you're saying.
Sure.
Because it's valid what you're saying. Before this materialistic culture that we're seeing, what was the culture before? Let's say it was a culture of we are a gazelle.
Yes, it.
And what partly did that do?
No, that was not good. That was not good.
Do you see that all the different popular expressions of relationships impact people negatively and positively?
Yes.
Just because right now it's more material than anything else, we're making it seem like before it was better. Gotcha. It wasn't. It was just a different devil.
Valid.
Right? Like, I think the Begazelin culture was one of the most toxic things society ever had to endure. Not only for women, but for men too. Because relationships don't lie. If one person is unhappy, there's no way the other one is. Right? So if a woman is Begazelin and a man is abusing her, a man who's abusive is not happy with himself.
Yes.
But something in society says you guys must suppress that and stay together.
Yeah.
No, it's bad for everybody.
You know? Yeah.
So materialism, this is the culture now. The culture will change later. The economy is not doing so well, guys. This materialism culture is going to change at some point, right? Yeah. But I think it's really weird that when it becomes this obviously transactional, because relationships have always been transactional. It just hasn't been with money.
Okay, interesting.
So now that it's so obviously transactional, people are getting upset. But of all, for me, I would rather be materialistically transactional than soul transactional and mentally transactional, because that one, it's hard to come back from
it.
But if you lose a bit of money, in a relationship, you can make the money back.
You can.
Right? Like, okay, so you date a girl, she just wants you for your money. Okay, then you break up with her. You'll still go make more money. But sometimes when you're in a terrible relationship and you beg a zeld, your mental health might never, ever go back to what it was.
Yes.
Or improve.
Sure.
And your whole life is messed up. Your kids' lives are messed up.
Oh, man. Generational problems, right?
Generational problems.
I was thinking about this earlier. some people can call this prostitution. Throw that label. Hey, let's just talk about those people. You're selling your body, blah, blah, blah. But exactly what you're saying, the thought came to me to say, it's worse when you're prostituting your soul.
Yes.
When you are giving up on who you are, your values, your standards,
just to
accommodate
society.
Convenience.
Society to say, oh, what a good man.
Yeah.
What a good woman.
Mm.
Wow. That time you're crying, you're depressed.
You're empty.
You're empty.
Your soul is gone.
Right? Because all of these things affect everybody, not just women.
Mm.
Right? So if we're saying young girls are being influenced by Mahu and Kanye Bao and everybody, and now they want these men with 500K, guess what? Guys their age, if you're 19 and you want a man with 500K who gives you 500K allowance, you're not going to find them as a 19-year-old. On average, you're not going to find a 19-year-old who can do that.
Yeah.
So the fact that you can find a 50-year-old that can do that is a problem. And it's not the girl who's the problem.
Right.
It's the guy who's 50 years old
and
is okay giving a 19-year-old a 500K allowance to sleep with her and have her by his arm.
Yes, that's a big problem.
Why are we not talking about the fact that this culture is only able to exist because it's enabled by men?
Of course, yeah. There's a giver, there's a receiver.
So why must women be the example when these conversations could be quietened down by the supplier not supplying?
Because actually, this culture also gives the platform for predators.
Thank you.
Who are using their status, money, fame, wealth.
This culture is a culture for predators.
Yes.
It doesn't give them a platform. It is their culture.
Yeah. Oof.
It is a predator culture.
Right.
If we're really going to go into the morality of it and all these things, it is a predator culture. You can't be mad at young girls for being able to date old men who will give them money. That makes no sense to me. The older man is responsible because he should know better. The child will always do reckless things. The child. And it's funny because when we talk about relationships and relationship expectations in society, we always make it seem like the girl child is an adult.
But they're a child.
But they're children.
Yes.
You're a child. Until you're 25 years old, your brain is not fully developed. You're a child. But society makes it seem like because you can have children, and you're sexy, you're an adult.
Yes.
But they don't say that for the boys.
They don't say,
this is a 19-year-old boy, a 19-year-old man. He should be able to give you a car because he's got testicles. Nobody says that. No, testicles don't buy you a car. Money buys a car. You must work.
Yes.
So why do we assume that young girls are women, but we don't assume that young boys are men? And then they must do man things.
Man.
It's a really weird for me. It's a weird way to think.
It's such a crazy dynamic here, because I'm sitting here as a father of a little girl, and I'm like, how do I help her to navigate this world now, where certain prominent figures are pushing a certain narrative?
Yeah.
And you are saying that it's the season for it. It's where we are right now. She can't escape it.
Yeah.
But then making sure that she makes the decisions that are right for her tells me that then as a parent, I'll have to instill certain values in her. It's not just about saying, stay away from boys, stay away from sugar daddies.
Exactly.
But let me equip her with the tools to think and process and reason in a particular way.
I think you've said something really profound there, that too many people just interpreted it as, a lot of people expect the media to raise their children.
I know.
The media should not raise your kids.
Absolutely
If
not.
That's what's happening, then you're going to be mad when Mahu tells you about her own life. Because she's going to tell you, yes, people have a social responsibility to be mindful of what they're saying. But before they have that, they have their careers to build. I will tell you now, as somebody who's worked with talent, I will always prioritize the things that help them train. Because that makes them more money. And people are complaining and saying, Mahu should have spoken about her career, but who would have listened? Let's be honest, guys.
Yeah.
Yes, we like how she sings, but in this country, we haven't even been taught to listen to women when they talk. So first we need to be entertained by women, and then maybe we'll open ourselves up to listening to them.
Yeah.
So why would she shoot herself in the foot and just immediately start telling you about her career? Why would you care? So many of us don't care about the valuable things. We just care about the things that entertain us. And then we say, oh, but what about the children? But you are the one also watching this thing.
Yes.
And your child is walking around in your house.
Yes. Listening.
They're hearing it from you because why would a child be going on to watch Altido's podcast? Yeah, yeah. No, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be hearing Mahu say she gets 500K because they're just seeing her at a concert.
Yeah.
They're not seeing her on shows.
I always get baffled when people are mad about stuff said online.
Yeah.
And people are tweeting this and saying this online. What you give attention to grows.
There you go.
The only reason why that troll or that cyber bully has got platform is because we are giving him or her attention.
Yes. And if you expect the media to raise your kids, you're done for.
Yeah.
Right? Because the media doesn't care about your children. It cares about numbers. It cares about views. It cares about how long you're watching. It does not care about you as the person.
But we're ruled by screens, hey, label this.
We're ruled by screens, and parents are responsible.
Yes, we
are. They're responsible, and parents are also behaving like they don't have control over their consumption. So how do they expect their own kids? Or why do they expect other people who are strangers to be responsible for what their children consume, right? For me, that doesn't make any sense. You need to be the pioneer in your household. You need to be the one who teaches. And also, I mean, look, people grow up in a culture. Yes, you're a parent. You can try your best. But your kid goes to school. They interact with other children. They might not come from households where they're protected. There's so many things that happen. Sure. So at the end of the day, your child is a human being and they're going to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
I grew up in the era where Kanyin Bau was our Mahu.
Yes.
I don't have a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
And also, I don't hate Kanyin Bau. I actually like a lot of the stuff that she's done. I think she represents feminism in a really great way.
Okay.
That's how I see it.
Interesting. Yeah.
Some people might not. It is what it is, but that's how I see it. So I don't have sugar daddies, but I love how confident she is about owning herself and saying, money deserves me, I deserve money.
Yes.
You know, and women are not taught that. We're not taught to say, I want money.
Yeah.
I want to have nice things. I want to have a nice life.
Yes.
You must always be shy about your wants.
Yeah,
I would love money. No, no, just say what you want.
What I'd like to teach my daughter, and I can't tell someone else how to live their lives, because that would be like just judging. But what I'd like to teach my daughter is aspire for the great things and the nice things.
Mm-hmm.
Also, equip yourself to work hard
to get them,
so that you can earn these things, so that no one can control you.
There you go.
With money.
Yes.
And I'd like to teach her, don't sell your soul, even if you want to live a certain lifestyle. And you want to live, you know, in a certain area and buy this and have these things. Make sure that you didn't get there through selling off your soul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So those are the things. That, and I can't, like you're saying, you can't look at someone's allowance figure, 5K, and say it's a lot. It's a lot for you.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a lot for you.
Yeah, but the bigger question is, okay, someone affords to give her that.
Yes.
But did she have to sell her soul to get that? Then maybe then on that we can
but
talk.
But even if she had to, so what? It's not your life. It's her life.
I hear you.
You get what I'm trying to say? Like for me, I just feel like we're making this too moral.
Yeah.
As a society.
Okay.
And then we're not saying, guys, the problem is men.
Why? Yes, it is.
I really believe that a lot of these toxic things, rape culture, if we're saying girls mustn't talk about the blessings they get, it's the same as saying, what did the girl wear to get her raped?
Which is completely
why aren't
wrong.
We saying, why are men raping?
The perpetrator.
In the same way that we should be saying, why are men blessing? If a man has 500K to give to a woman for her to go shopping, that man could be doing so much more for society. The poorest households are households run by women. Women are now getting educations, and they're taking that money, feeding children that they don't even, that aren't even theirs, feeding communities that they live in. Men are not doing that with their money. And then they'll call the same women who are feeding their communities broke or too serious. But hello, she's doing serious work. What are you doing? You're at the club finding children and you're buying the kids champagne and taking them shopping. Men are the problem. I'm not saying I hate men, but I'm saying our society needs to shift the focus and start to say, how do we cure this man problem?
Yes.
Clearly men have power.
Yes.
How do we get them to use their power correctly?
Correctly, yeah.
Because they could be taking these girls to school.
They can. They can
but
be empowering
them. But they're not taking
them.
The girls to school.
Oh, no.
They're taking them shopping.
Yes.
So who's the problem here? And a lot of the time, if you spend time with a lot of these girls who are in these communities, they'll say, I want the guy to invest in a business for me. Mm. I want him to take me to school. He won't.
But he won't, yeah.
He wants to take me on holiday and buy me things.
Because that is control, actually.
There you go.
Because empowering you means now I put you in a position where you have a voice. But now if you are always dependent on me, you'll always come here.
And that's what Mahu said.
Yes.
She said, you can be with a guy, you can ask him and say, I've got a business.
They don't.
I need 100K, please. Yeah. He'll say, no, I don't know, let me go see. Then you say, oh, I want to go to Dubai, it costs 500K. He'll say, come, let's go tomorrow. She says, and for me, I felt like she was very honest.
Facts.
I know people say she must talk about her career, but I think she was more honest about this lifestyle than a lot of people have been. I don't know the intricacies of Mahu's personal life. I know some people know that she dates his man. I don't care.
Yep.
But I think when you're watching that conversation, just know watching the conversation, I think it was powerful.
Yeah.
And I like that she was brave enough to be herself. Because a lot of women think they have to act for the camera.
Yeah.
I'm on a TV show. I'm on a podcast.
Yes.
I need to seem respectable.
Yeah.
But be yourself.
Sure.
Like, I think the world is changing and it requires women to be themselves, and that's going to be hard for people to look at. People don't like a woman who's being herself.
Right.
They have to adjust. And once they adjust to it, they go, this person's just speaking their mind.
I get you. Yeah.
Because if you hate a woman being like Mahu, for example, how she spoke, then you're going to hate a lot of these guys. Then you must hate DJs Boo and Penuel and everybody.
And everybody else.
Because they're being themselves. Why is that not a problem?
I get you. I think my final thoughts on this would be, I think what I'm seeing here is a much bigger conversation. On any side of this conversation, what we are all concerned about is what kind of society do we want to be?
Boom.
And we've all got different takes on it.
Mm-hmm.
We need a national conversation.
Oh.
But not today.
But today.
We will get there.
It's Katele. Tomorrow's the Everything is Marketing Masterclass tour. And I have to go finish my speech and presentation for tomorrow. I really enjoyed our conversation. I wish we could have had a longer one, but we do have a lot of things to do in preparation for tomorrow.
Sure.
So I think for me, I'd like to end off this conversation by saying, I really do wish to have a world where everybody has the audacity to be themselves, think differently, and pursue their dreams.
Yeah.
Once you are living in that kind of vibration, you don't have time to judge people and police how other people should be and what they should be doing. And you also have a sense of integrity that allows you to be a positive force in society.
Right.
So you don't participate in silly things.
Yes.
You know, and that's what I wish for everybody.
Yeah, I fully agree with you. We should be in a space that empowers us to be who we are. Because I think having that kind of society builds great nations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been one of the key things behind the American country.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is just allowed to be great. They pride themselves. We are the greatest nation in the world. You can be anything you want to be here. And that nation is strong. And I think instead of being so afraid that there are bad influences and our children must stop doing this and that, maybe let's allow people to be and to learn.
Yes.
And people will always come back on the right track.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo, what an episode.
Yes.
Guys, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and do all the things that help people see this podcast, engage with it, do all the right things. Until next time, Dumiso, thank you, by the way. And for being on the podcast.
Oh, yes. I'm like, what did
people
I do?
People are loving our engagements together. They're loving it. You should see in the comment section. So thank you so much.
Love it.
I really appreciate you. Until next time, guys, remember the only way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. Mwah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come let me teach you a lesson. Nebula with the tweets, follow me back to my nest. Nebula with the podcast, teach you lesson cause I got class. Nebula with the impact, you be lying, that's a real fact. Come let me teach you a lesson. Come let me teach you a lesson. Nebula with the tweets.